from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea to feel new sanctions bite. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on North Korea in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear and missile programs. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
As the resolution that we have adopted today underscores, virtually all of the DPRK's resources are channeled into its reckless and relentless pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
The sanctions call for mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of North Korea. In a separate action on Wednesday, the U.S. widened sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting 5 individuals and 12 organizations. Now, early Thursday, the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off of its east coast. An Egyptian military court on Wednesday sentenced 7 people to death for the killing of 3 military Academy cadets last April. 5 others were given life sentences and 2 were given 15 years each in prison. The roadside bomb killed the cadets in the Nile city of Kafr el-Sheikh. The International Narcotics Control Board warned Wednesday that drug trafficking is becoming a big problem in West Africa. It said the use of synthetic drugs in the region is on the rise. West Africa has been a major transit point for illicit drugs, including cocaine produced in Latin America and transported to Europe. Zambian police on Wednesday briefly arrested the leader of the official opposition party on suspicion he was conducting drills of party supporters to form an illegal militia group. Jeffrey Mwamba, the vice president of the United Party for National Development, was released soon after his arrest and ordered him to report to court on March the 10th. This is VOA News.